All right, go ahead, talk. Say, you're listening to the Word Bros Podcast.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it. Say, you're listening to the Word Bros Podcast. Do it. You're listening to the Word Bros Podcast. TheWordBros.com. All right, so we're recording live. We're broadcasting this on Facebook, hopefully, and Kickstarter. Kevin is trying to log in through Kickstarter Live right now, but it's not really working.
Because it hates me.
Well, because it's just you. Part, I think it's a little bit of both. Select your equipment. Work. Ah.
Oh, see? I told you, bro.
All right.
I can see the chat.
Yeah, but I don't think they can hear you. That's the point. Hello, this guy, Frank's from Australia. Hello from Australia, dude, bro. Hello, friend.
And welcome. Hello, man.
But yeah, it's not really working. Kevin can't get in, so that stinks. Send them a message while we're waiting, and maybe we can get you in to while we're recording. So say, what was it?
We'll try again. Hold on.
All right. I don't think it'll work, but we can
try. I don't know. Send me a link to be like, send me the main link that you're on.
I need the email address to see why it's not working is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Here. And then if worse comes to worse, we'll cancel the Facebook Live one. All right. So that's what work. Okay. So live at Kickstarter.com.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're not blowing up their spot by just giving out their, but yeah. So send them a message and then send them the link and tell them that you're having this error. Please select your equipment.
It's not working.
There are six people watching this right now, so welcome, six people. I hope you're having a nice time watching this. This is one half of the Word Bros trying to talk about the Kickstarter with the other Word Bro. We got a Q&A here that we can do, which is fun. I'm excited about that. That's pretty neat. I just want to get Kevin on so we can all chit-chat about this project, because that would be cool. But we're trying to work the technical difficulties of that out live on Facebook. And click to open your live Facebook preview. All right, so we're on Facebook. We're on Kickstarter Live. We're recording this for Word Bros. Welcome to a brand new episode of Word Bros. Hello, live Word Bros on Kickstarter, maybe. All right, go live. All right, so there we go. So everything is...
Oh, wow, there's two of them?
What do you mean?
We're doing like three broadcasts at once.
Well, I'm trying to do three broadcasts at once, and I can't believe it's all actually working, except you're part of it.
Well, that's not anything weird.
Yeah, but that's not your fault either. Like you've been dealt a bad hand in this, so that's got nothing to do with you, Kev. That's got something to do with the live thing. But this is all rather tough. But if worse comes to worse, what I'll just do is back out of the Kickstarter chat, the Facebook chat, and then we'll just record Word Bros for the purpose of Word Bros, and then I'll just put the Word Bros episode on the update for the Kickstarter.
Okay, that's fine.
It's fine. A lot, but I'm gonna try my best. So we're live right now on Kickstarter on Facebook. It's just me chatting to myself. I'm talking to Kevin, but I don't think anybody can hear him.
Can you guys hear me?
Probably not.
Well, I mean, I'm asking so that way
I can.
I mean, yeah, because I have the microphone in. If I did the like other thing, I mean, I could also broadcast it on Facebook, and then there'll be like all these broadcasts happening.
That would be but they would. They'd only get half of it. Like they'd only get pieces.
Yeah, I know. It's not. Yeah. It's not any fun. Like I wish they could do it. Like it's not meant for group broadcasting.
It's, but I mean, it is, but they just, right now, it's just not working for some reason. So we're going to try to get that to work.
It's called Kickstarter Live, right?
Yes. Live at Kickstarter.com is the message that you're going to send. We have two people watching on Facebook. One of them is probably me. The other one is probably you. We are live. Kickstarter, blowing it up, bro.
Do you guys have any questions for us?
We have, but I don't want to just go into anything like that.
I can see them. I can interface in the chat. So
yeah, but you can't hear. But nobody can hear you over the various recordings.
It doesn't matter because I could just type.
All right, if that's what you want to do, if you want to just type,
that's what I do.
Typing doesn't help the Word Bros aspect of this, if that makes sense.
No, that's true. I mean, I can type and talk at the same time.
Because no, you can't. You can barely type, for God's sakes.
You're an asshole.
So we are the writers of Word Bros, Kevin and I. If he can come through, we're very happy with the project. We're very happy with the progress of the project. We're kind of getting into that, like, there's peaks and valleys of Kickstarter, and right now we're kind of entering a valley. So we're trying to come up with ways to come out of that valley. We've got some pretty solid ideas. Yeah, Jim says they can't hear you on Facebook Live. So that means they probably can't hear you on the Kickstarter Live either. Nope, it's just me. So Francis can only hear me too. So we're trying to get Kevin in here, but it's just technical difficulties.
All right, but I can type, so I can do that.
Yeah, so you can answer the type questions, I guess. Or
I think it says Word Bros Metal Shark Live.
Yeah, no, we're live.
Won't even let me do the chat.
Ooh, man. So you
can. I can see what you're saying. Oh, that like you're trying to get Kevin. I see it, but.
So what you're saying is I can type whatever I want to about you, and no one can hear your pleas and cries.
This is the situation you've always wanted to be in, Bob France.
Jim wants to know why I sound like I have a 4-pack-a-day habit with my voice, and sometimes my voice comes in and out. Like sometimes it's smooth and mellow. Sometimes it's gruff and cratchy. It just depends on how much I've been talking that day. And again, it can kind of come in and out as I'm going. So it's just kind of weird. I don't know. That's just what it is, man. I think I have a beautiful voice. I did, in my radio days, I did one commercial, a national commercial for Sunglass Hut. I never heard the spot, but I guess I was like a doofy kind of silly boy who had gotten some really cool sunglasses and sounded like a mix of like Muhammad Ali and The Rock meets the main character from Revenge of the Nerds. And I nailed that one. But then I tried to do another one and it was terrible. I was actually kicked out of the audio booth and never invited back to audition for another piece ever again. That bad. Like, I got the gig just because the guy liked my voice, and then he brought me in to read, and during the read I actually lost the power to read. Like, I couldn't read printed words on a page, and the guy was like, yeah, this is good, get out. And I was like, whoa. So they kicked me out and I was never invited back. I got paid, but yeah, that was it. So that's the short version of my voiceover career. But yeah, so we're just waiting on Kevin. Hopefully we hear something from Kickstarter about the live stream. Kevin, you're there. You can talk.
I'm just trying to figure this out right now.
Yeah, nobody can hear you except on the audio recording for Zoom, which is happening right now.
Yes, it is. Because I got a big green mic on Zoom, but nothing else.
Like, yeah.
I'll just do we could just do my Facebook at the same time.
But then people can't
maybe
watch.
I need to log out and log in of Kickstarter again.
No, you already did that. Just wait for your email to come. Maybe they'll email you momentarily.
Okay.
I don't know.
So yeah, like voice acting's hard. I've done that before. Like that, I told you about that Toki thing. You can look it up online. It's called Togi, A Tale of Evil. And I did like 4 of the voices on that. Mike Knight, who I was on that podcast with when we interviewed you. Mm-hmm. The New Tech podcast.
The New Tech.
I can't remember the name of it. It's called the Comics Related Pod. That's what it was that we interviewed you for. And he recorded all the parts. So, and then we sent him off to the guy who was doing the animation, and he like he's like, can you do this more or less? Because it would just be a recording, so I'd have to go back to mics and fix it. And then that happened like 3 or 4 times, and then he had me do 2 more voices, which were not my natural speaking voice for different parts. And I did them 2 different ways, each one of them, to give him choices. And he was like, these are really good.
So what you're saying is you're a man of many voices.
Well, I mean, not good ones.
But okay. Fair enough. For those small parts,
it doesn't matter. You know,
fair enough.
I could do certain things well, but that's
about here. I'm going to send you another link to see if this one works this time. Select all. Because I would like this to work out, and it stinks because Kickstarter, they have the option for it to work out, and then it does not work out, and that is rather lame.
Maybe it's because we're doing Zoom at the same time.
No, that's got nothing to do with it, because we weren't doing Zoom at the same time. It's just not reading your audio equipment. It won't give you access. So I sent you another link. Let's see if that works.
Alrighty.
See if this works. Hello and welcome to Bob. Bob talks to himself yet again.
Please contact live at Kickstarter with this error message.
Damn it.
The chat says it's paused.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's such a C tease too, because you get so much of the green thing that pops up on the Kickstarter. Like, it looks like it's gonna work, and then it doesn't, and then that just burns my bottom. And then there's Brian. Tomorrow we'll be appearing, or I'll be appearing. One half of the Word Bros, one half of the writing team of Metal Shark Bro will be appearing on Brian's podcast called the Infamous Podcast. Infamous?
I thought that's infamous, man.
It is, but I just say it. I say it like Chevy Chase says it in Three Amigos. Infamous? Infamous? Because they don't know what infamous means. They think it means more than famous. So that's why they agree to go to Mexico in the first place, because they think this El Guapo dude is like some infamous actor in Mexico. So that's the whole reason why they go. And they get down there and he's like, real bullets. And then they find out that El Guapo's a really bad guy, and then they leave, and then El Guapo burns the village. Santa Polco, I believe, is the name of the village. El Guapo burns the village to the ground, and then the Three Amigos show back up. And they're being all like, sorry about everything. And they took Carmen, I believe was her name.
They almost leave because they're like, we're actors, we're not heroes.
Yeah, and then they decide to be heroes. And then they go to El Guapo's little compound and defeat him. I love it.
Wop, wop, wow.
Based kind of on Seven Samurai.
Is it really?
Yes. A town being terrorized by outlaws and robbers and terrible people, right? A town. Yeah. They hire people to come protect them. That is essentially Seven Samurai.
Fair.
Yes. So it's like a rough take of Seven Samurai, except instead of like famous like battle-torn samurai, they're just actors. They're Hollywood actors. And these people of Santa Polco, it's so weird that I know so much about this movie. Santa Polco, they don't know that.
Santa Polco.
I love El Guapo.
That's how you say it.
Would you say I had
a trail?
I love that movie.
To you.
It's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorite movies. I was in community college, and I was at Denny's in Virginia Beach, on Virginia Beach Boulevard, and I was waiting for my girlfriend to show up at the time. And I was just sitting at the bar, like Danny's had like a counter, like right in front of the kitchen. And I was sitting there waiting. And there was this guy by himself eating breakfast. It was late, but he was still eating breakfast, because it's Danny's. You can get breakfast whenever.
Yeah. 24/7 breakfast.
That's the best part.
That's the best kind of breakfast.
Yeah. So this dude just started talking to me, and I don't know how he just started talking, but you know, I'll talk to anybody. And this guy obviously would talk to anybody. So he's talking and I'm talking, and through conversation, it comes up that he was a stuntman. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Have you been in anything cool that I may have seen? And he was like, yeah, I was in blah, 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 and Three Amigos. And I was like, oh, that's cool. You take all this stuff down, but you got to stop sharing your screen with me, because they can see that on Zoom. Yeah. So, so he's like, I was in Three Amigos. And I was like, get out of here. So he went out to his car and he showed me all the like the stills that he had of him with actors from Three Amigos. And you know, the one part in Three Amigos where the guy is on top of like the church steeple, and
yes,
El Guapo tells him to take his hat off so he can shoot the hat.
And then he shoots the guy. And
he falls off. That's him.
Oh, wow.
I met that dude at Denny's once, and I was like, that was the highlight of my life. Yes. Would you say I had a plethora of piñatas? Yes, jefe.
Yes, el guapo.
Yes, el guapo. I would say you had
a plethora. You have a plethora. I would say you have a plethora. Do you know what a plethora is?
Then why would you tell a man he had a plethora of piñatas if you don't know what a plethora means? I am sorry, guapo. I do not have. And the fact that they buy him a sweater is just it's a sweater. It's so stupid.
It is dumb.
El Guapo is a great movie villain.
He's the best.
And that's a great movie. And I guess it had more impact on me than I realized. Cause like when some kids were watching like scary movies and stuff like that, I spent most of my time watching like Three Amigos and My Blue Heaven and Who's Harry Crumb and movies like that. So I guess that's where I get.
I mean, My Blue Heaven's a great movie.
It is.
Rick Moranis is amazing, and so is Steve Martin, and like together, like it's like a magical peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, I love My Blue Heaven. That's one of my all-time favorite movies. I've probably seen that.
You mean to tell me
a thousand times?
You moved me out here to the middle of nowhere.
Arugula. I haven't had arugula in 6 weeks. What's arugula? It's a vegetable. I love that movie. Everything about that movie is great. What is it about October? It's a wonderful film, My Blue Heaven. So yeah, man. So I don't know if this is going to work out. So can I expect a singing bush in Metal Shark Bro? Maybe. You never know.
Friends, maybe.
There might be. It
could happen.
I mean, why not? Happen. Anything else has happened. Paul wants to know on Facebook chat, when will Metal Shark Bro be available for digital download? Yes, it is. Yes, it's actually a tier. So, now I'm hearing myself. I don't want to hear myself. Turn myself down.
Turn myself down?
Well, yeah. Well, no, I'm turning myself down because I went to Facebook to answer Paul's question. Yes.
Which Paul?
Paul Gunter, who used to listen to the old Mike and Bob show back in the day. His name was Paul, but we called him Walt for some reason. I don't know. Well, don't know why.
Because you liked Walt better?
I don't know. We just called him Walt. I think he called Mike. We thought he was a Walt. I don't know. We called him Walt for some reason.
Whatever the reason, fuck that guy. His name is Walt.
He was a great guy. He was a great listener. Like, we had a really good group of callers that used to call in all the time. Like, just like a gang of people that always managed to get through, or we always put on. And we just had like a really good group of people. And Walt was one of them. And he'd always come on with a good take. He'd always come on with a good, strong opinion about something or something funny, you know? So, but yeah, so that was Walt. So I just sent him a message. So yeah. So what do you want to do? Do you want to cancel this thing out here and just
keep it going? Cause there's people that'll be asking questions
there. Yeah. But I just feel bad because you're just sitting there not talking.
I'll talk to you while we do it. I was going to say what we should do is so they can hear it, share your screen and play the Metal Shark Bro thing that Don did so they can hear that, so they can actually hear it without us like prompting them to hear it. Like, well, we are prompting them, but in a different way. Since they can't hear me, they could hear it with you. And then it's really cool the way he did that. Like, it's even got lyrics and everything.
It is, but I heard it all. It's awesome. He sent me the lyrics. Yes, our friend and artist Don Carnitas made a Metal Shark Bro metal song.
Metal Shark.
I've got the lyrics. Like, do you want me to read you the lyrics?
Yeah, let's read the lyrics. That's right. This is
fun. The lyrics are, I feast on blood and bone, tooth and blade, seal your fate. Beelzebub, I'm coming for you. Grind and gnash, slice and hack, it's over soon. Eternal darkness, S-I-N-E-W.
The metal.
Sinew and bile. It's like your bone. Okay, sinew and bile, all delivered with a smile. Here it is, demon slew. I'm all through. It's the end of you. You effed up when you created me. I'm the baddest effer on land and sea. You, Beelzebub, didn't you know I'm the mother effing Metal Shark Bro? That's the words to the Metal Shark Bro song.
It's so metal. I'm the mother effing Metal Shark Bro.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's pretty great.
It's pretty great. I'm not gonna lie.
Don wrote us a song, which is pretty great.
And Don was like, "Can you put the vocals to this?" And I was like, "I have no way to do that anymore. So you're good. Do whatever you want to." And he was like,
"You should."
He's like Metal Shark.
He sounded good.
It does. It sounds awesome. It's very Motorhead. That's why I think you dig it. It's very Motorhead.
It was cool. Intro, I really liked it.
The intro is like Ace of Spades, and then like the part where it's like gen 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 gen. It's just so.
And apparently, in the Facebook chat, we have a lot of Steve Martin fans. Three Amigos in L.A. Story, or Steve Martin at his finest. And I got to agree with you there. Paul, this is another movie I used to watch all the time, was Armed and Dangerous. Do you remember Armed and Dangerous?
John Candy
and Eugene Levy. Like, John Candy was an actual policeman who lost his policeman job, and Eugene Levy was just some schmohawk, and they, like, had to guard, like, a toxic waste dump and all this stuff. And Tiny Lester was in that. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yes, I do remember this movie. It was one of those, it was like Harry Crumb and those movies that came out around that time.
Yeah.
Where it was like John Candy in a bumbling idiot comedy.
Yeah. No, he wasn't. He was not.
He was the competent one in that. He was the straight man in that. Eugene Levy was the funny guy.
Yes, and Don Carnitas, you are indeed a poet, because that's a great song that you wrote for us, the Metal Shark.
Oh, see there, he said he's a poet? That's awesome. Yeah.
I feast on blood and bone, to that blade seal your fate.
Metal.
It's really good. He did a great job.
He did it. Not only that, but we can talk about some of the questions you got asked on Kickstarter. You can go ahead and start that. And like, I can see the questions. So let me click the link and see the questions.
All right. One of the questions we got on Kickstarter was, why have you set such a high goal on the project? And do you think you're going to reach the goal or not? Well, I think hopefully we reach the goal. We're making
That's what we're hoping.
We're making good progress. Why the goal is so high? I mean, that's a simple question that I've answered a couple times to a couple different folks. We are trying to ensure that everyone who is working on the book, be Walt, who's doing the art and color, talking about Sean Greenleaf, who's doing editing and lettering, and Chaz Pingpong, who is doing editing. We want to make sure that they get paid their fair rate, what they normally make on projects. And when you're doing 88 pages worth of story, it adds up quickly. And then we also have shipping, which we're shipping free to people in the United States, which is pretty rad. We have to print the book and all the rewards, because the enamel pens, they're not free necessarily, because they're not free at all. The printing is going to cost us some money. We're printing a 100-page book. We want it to look good. So the printing is going to cost us some money. And then with the shipping, and then Kickstarter takes their share, and you're going to have canceled pledges and stuff. I mean, when you're doing a project of this undertaking, it adds up rather quickly. So that's the main reason why.
A lot of it also has to do with the page count, because – you know, you pay printing by the page. So you have to think about it this way. If we're printing 100 pages, it costs more to print the book in general. Like, we might get a good price on the overall printing cost, but the actual cost per unit is going to be higher because the amount of pages is higher. And we decided on this particular project because Bob and I have done projects before where we have done single issue things, that we wanted to give you the entire Metal Shark Bros saga.
That's right.
It wasn't going to be just like a piece here and a piece there, and then you have to wait a couple years for it to come out. We decided we want to do the whole thing at once, which costs more than we thought it would, but we said, well, screw it, we'll bring it to Kickstarter, and if we fail, we have a backup plan, but we don't want to fail.
Yes,
we want to give you the whole thing.
Kevin's right. We want to give you the whole book, and it costs money to make a comic, baby.
We've also noticed this too, and this is another reason why it's true. Having done a trade with the IF anthology, and Bobby having a trade with Monty the Dinosaur,
yeah, buddy.
Trades are just easier for us to sell at a show.
Yeah,
so. There's no point in us getting a single issue and then we come back to the show next year and we have the same single issue because we haven't had enough money that year to print another issue. We have the whole trade. If we need more trades, he can spring for more trades, or I can spring for more trades, and we share the trades and we share the profits, because that's what Word Bros do. But the whole point of it is that we have a trade and it's just a much easier sell.
Yeah, it's true, because I mean, you're going to put in the same amount of work to sell a $5 issue as you would to sell, you know, a $10 or $15 trade. And right. And people, I mean, and if you look at the marketplace, I mean, just the comic landscape in general, I mean, there are people who just trade weight. Everybody like, oh yeah, I saw that, I'll pick it up and trade. Oh yeah, I'll pick it up and trade. That's why trades are so popular. That's why, I mean, comics now, you know, arcs are written specifically for trades because they know that the trades sell. So that's what we're, I mean, so it's a ripple down effect where if the big two are doing it and, you know, Image and IDW and these other companies are doing that, I mean, it's just, it's a matter of time before indie guys, you know, who are self-publishing on this level are doing as well. And that's kind of how it's come down, that it's just people want trades. So,
and it's also just easier for us to have to do the trade and be able to just have that as a thing instead of make you wait for another issue. And it's easier for us because if we want to do another Metal Shark and we can fund one trade, then we know we can fund a second one and we might be able to do that one for cheaper based on the success of the first one.
Yeah.
Plus, we're also trying to bring you other things that come along with this, like additional content. Like I said last night in my little Facebook live thing, we've got two artists that already want to do additional content for you guys, but we have to fund first.
Yeah.
We have Vince Pakua, who's a finishing artist on Rumble, and he's also doing Hyperdrive with Matt Harding on Webtoons. And he's an awesome artist. Cool. Yeah, he's a great dude. And he wanted to do a Metal Shark story, he said, involving cupcakes. So that was his shtick. He was like, I was like, what more could you ask for? And he said, cupcakes. So I was, Bobby and I talked about it and we came up with a story involving cupcakes for Vince. That was real quick because it's only going to be 5 pages or so. And then we did the same thing for one of the guys who did a print, Christian DeBari, who's a good friend of mine. And also we are doppelgangers of each other. So he said he wanted to do it as well. So we said to both of them, we have to hope we fund first, but both of them really want to start the pages because they're really excited to do it. Just like a lot of the artists that did art for this were really excited about the project. And I want to say sorry that we're asking for so much, but we don't really have a choice. It's either that or come out of pocket. We don't have if we had $24,000 out of pocket, we wouldn't be asking you guys for any money.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just a matter of you got to do what you got to do, you know? So, but that's kind of it. And we're working it out and we're trying to figure it out. Scoot McMahon, who we know very well, who's appeared on Word Bro several times, wants to know, does Metal Shark Bro say F Batman like he does in the new Teen Titans trailer? And I told Scoot, and I'll tell all the listeners this, no, because Metal Shark Bro has a long-standing respect for Batman. He's a big fan of Batman. I don't
know he is also the Shark Knight. So
yes, he's the Shark Knight. That's a good one, Kevin. And I will say, like, to me, that seems greatly out of character, especially if it's Dick Grayson. Like, I can't see Dick.
It's not, depending on the time that they have it, because there's an angsty time for Dick and Batman where Dick had just went off to college in Bloodhaven and he was like trying to get out of Batman's shadow. That's probably why fuck Batman.
Yeah, but then why is he dressed up like Robin then? If you want to get out of a shadow, stop wearing the guy's uniform.
Well, he does later. But I think that's like the first part of Teen Titans before he becomes Nightwing.
Because I always liked Dick Grayson.
I like Nightwing. I like him as Nightwing better than Robin.
Yeah, and I just like him because like he's always very like, he's like Spider-Man.
He's very chipper, yes. I liked him as Batman. We talked about this
before. Yeah, I loved him as Batman.
Dick Grayson as Batman was interesting. I think that they could have ran with that for a bit longer and I would have been entertained.
All right, so I'm going to end the Facebook chat now. The Kickstarter chat, because you've got four people watching it and they're only hearing my end of it. What I'll do is I will take the Word Bro stuff that we make here, this video or this, I'll try to upload this video stuff up there so everybody can see that. But I think if I do that, then I'm also going to sign off on Facebook. But we only have like six people watching and they can't hear you anyway, so they just hear me. So I feel like that's kind of silly, right?
Well, what I can do, they can look both of us. Now that's something I can do. I can fix that. I can do a Facebook one too, and they can just follow both of them, and they'll hear both ends of the conversation. Now that I can fix.
Yeah, but that just seems like a lot of work. Like, am I just being lazy?
What work are we actually doing?
But who's going to watch both streams at the same time to get both half of the conversations is what I'm asking. You know what I mean?
Well, Well, now you're just hurting my feelings.
No, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying like they're gonna have like two different chat windows up, and like they're gonna have.
No, we can just do a separate chat after this is over.
Yeah. So let's sign off on Kickstarter. Every time I've tried a Kickstarter live, it just doesn't work out. And this time it just didn't work because we couldn't get the technical aspect of it right, because I was looking forward to doing like an actual Word Bros podcast with Kevin. But I am doing that right now, so maybe I'll just post that tomorrow up here. But I'm, you know, this, I just wanted to do something special for the backers, and so people.
Well, plus we've got some other things we can tell them about. We've got some new reward tiers coming today.
Yeah,
so we have a new one.
Well, you know what? Let's do those for tomorrow. Like, we can sell it because we're gonna sign off anyway, because we're getting off of this, and we can put the new tiers up for tomorrow's day, for a brand new day tomorrow. Or do you want to put them up tonight?
I was gonna put them up tonight and see if they do anything.
It's already 10 o'clock. So then what I'll do is, yeah, it's 10 o'clock already. So if you're going to put those up, why don't
you? Time flies when you're having fun and talking about three amigos.
Yeah, totally right. So I'm going to sign off of this, and then we'll do this, and then we'll go back to Word Bros. So thank you for watching this on Kickstarter and on Facebook. Maybe I'll hop right back on Facebook. If you want to put up those rewards, we can do that too. So let's do that. So we'll be back.
We'll be back together.
We'll be back in a couple minutes.
We're going to Word Bros live put up our new reward tiers and talk to you guys about that, because that's a fun part of doing comics, is giving people rewards. So today, Walt, Bobby, and I came up with a new reward
tier. Nobody can hear you, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, right now, you're just telling
me. Oh, no. I'm telling you on Word Bros.
Okay, so I'm going to sign off these other ones real quick.
Okay. Well, you can tell them about it.
It's too late. I just signed off. Yeah. So what we'll do is we can hop back on what's it called later and tell them about it.
Okay.
That's like the third time I've tried to do a Kickstarter thing and it just hasn't worked. It's rather.
I've seen it work for Ben Bishop, which is weird because it works for him every time.
Well, but was he bringing on other people?
Yeah, but they were in the same room as him.
I don't know if it's. Maybe it's just trying to.
To like do multiple videos at once, or what the deal is?
Trying to do too much.
Like, Kickstarter just doesn't want to work that hard. They're like, nah, son.
No, they want to work.
We're gonna take your 10% for nothing.
No, they totally want that 10%, so they want to work hard.
Did we get anybody?
We had four or five people watching.
I'm going to check to see if we got any new backers. Wow, that thing is like high ABV, because I felt that.
Nope, it's still at 301.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, still at 301. Still at 301.
We need to bust beyond that 301. That's what needs to happen.
We're working on it. We're working on it. Okay, so do you want to add the new tier?
Yeah, let's do that. We can do that.
Okay, so let's see here. Rewards. Here, I'm going to pause Word Bros.
Okay.
Second, don't say anything for a minute. Okay, I don't know what we were talking about when we stopped, but we just added a new reward tier to the Kickstarter. It's a deal with the devil. Kevin, tell them all about the deal with the devil.
Sure. The deal with the devil gives you a little bit of everything. It gives you a personalized contract with Beelzebra. It gives you an enamel pin of your choice. It gives you a print of your choice. And it gives you a 6x9 watercolor sketch.
I thought it was 4x6.
4x6? Is it? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay. 4x6 sketch of
inch. Don't forget to say inch, because I noticed I didn't put inch in it, and I went back and added it because I didn't want somebody thinking they were getting a 4x6 watercolor.
A 4x6 sketch card.
Yes, good. Okay, because I saw that and I was like, oh shit, this could end badly. So I just ran in and put inch in there real fast.
A 4x6 sketch
card. Walt would be pissed if they were like, that shit is feet, son. That shit is feet. That shit is meters, bitch. I'm from across the sea. We do fucking metrics over here. That's meters.
That's our luck, though. 4x6 inch sketch card of you and whatever spirit animal you want formed by Beelzebub. So you are now a spirit animal of the devil.
There you go. So hopefully that
and you also get the copy of the book.
Yeah, so which is most important, which is the cool thing about the Kickstarter is the thing most people have pledged on is the actual physical copy of the book. We've had 169 backers, which is pretty great. I mean we have 301 people. It's been pretty impressive. We haven't recorded in a while because we've been kind of knee deep in Kickstarter.
Super busy with Kickstarter, yes.
Because I mean, it's just, and I don't know about you, Kevin, but you know what I'm doing. I just stare at the goddamn thing for hours at a time, hoping the number changes. It's like watching a sports game for me. Like I'm watching a baseball game.
I'm super periodic with it. Like I check in on it to make sure it's okay. And then I'm like, oh, it hasn't moved. Like that first night I checked in on it an awful lot because it was like, it was super, like, it was moving. It was, like, moving every 5 seconds.
It was exciting.
Yeah, that was really, if it would do that again, I'd be like, oh, wow.
We're working on it.
We just got another pledge.
What?
Oh, as we're right now on WordPress, we are at $10,896.
That sounds like we got a 5-ski.
It could be. What was we at previously? We were at 301. I know that.
I like how now we're doing live updates on the Kickstarter on our podcast.
This is how stressed we are.
I mean, this is a big... This is
our video audio diary of our stressful Kickstarter.
They did $25 for the book. So physical copy guest, $25 for the book. That's cool. All right. So we're at
896.
We're getting there. Of course it's stressful because I mean, like, we want this thing to work. We want to do this thing. We want to make it happen. And like, and Kevin and I have talked to our friends about it. And like, dude, if we do a Kickstarter where we make $24,000 is our goal, like, publishers are going to take note of what you're doing.
That's one of the reasons why we were like, let's just shoot for the whole amount, because we're like, maybe if we get it, they won't be able to be like, hey, fuck your pitch. And I mean, it's a weird reason to validate yourself using Kickstarter, but in this day and age, it's not impossible.
So, stroking our own egos.
No, I don't think that's it. I think it's a little bit of let's try. And if we fail, we fail. But if we get close, they even have to say, hey, look, you guys almost made 24K.
Well, they don't have to say shit.
Well, they could still say fuck you.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just, if we can get this goal, then it just looks nice on us. You know, I don't know. It's just, maybe it's some of its ego. I don't know.
I don't think it's any ego. We just really, we want to make this book.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. That's why the book is the main reward tier.
Yeah.
Like I just said on Kickstarter Live, that's why the book and the pins and stuff like that are the main tiers. We're not expecting anyone to want to get killed by Metal Shark Bro. But if you do want to get
killed. Shit, I would want to get killed by Metal Shark Bro. That's fucking awesome. Are you crazy? Like, that would be so badass.
Pledge to it.
I can't
pledge.
I can't pledge to my own Kickstarter.
Oh. I'll pledge for you to get
close. No, you don't have to do that. Not yet. At least wait till we get close. In case we need it.
Like, wait till we need it.
Do it, Kevin. Do it now. Do it now.
It'll be there in the last in those last hours we'll be panicking.
Those last minutes and hours and seconds, baby, just staring at your phone like a dummy. But yeah, so we've just been, the Word Bros as an entity, as a creative team, have been just completely just run over by the support we've received from the art community, the comics art community. It's just been amazing. Like, the amount of pinups we have like 19 pinups from various artists from all over the world, and we'd be getting art from all over the world because Word Bros and Metal Shark Bro is all over the world. We international, baby. I mean, it's crazy. Like, I was editing a podcast last week, just chilling, and my Facebook message popped up. Ding. I was like, who's this? And there's some guy that I'm friends with on Facebook, Francisco Iaqueta, I believe his name is. Francisco Iaqueta, Francesca Iaqueta. I'm not good with vowel sounds.
Francesco Iaqueta.
There it is, Francesco.
He's from Italy.
Yes, he is. And he was like, hey, man, I saw your Metal Shark Bro stuff around. I just wanted to send this to you. And it was a painting. Like, he painted Metal Shark Bro in, like, the Conan-style Fran Freshetta. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Frank Frazetta.
Frank Frazetta, like, in the Frank Frazetta-style, like, Conan painting. And I was like, this is the fucking craziest shit I've ever seen. Like, it melted.
And then Bobby messages me, and he says, I want this fucking painting.
Dude, I want it in my house.
He's like, I want to put it on my wall. And I found out that shipping alone is like $200.
But now, the shipping on it, he told me the shipping on it's like $70 or something. But like, to buy the painting was just more than I'd have. Because if I had that kind of money, I would not have to kickstart my books to get them made. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I totally want that goddamn painting in my house. Like, I just want it. And like, I don't even know this dude. Like, we follow each other on Twitter and like, we're friends on Facebook, air quotes. But I mean, he just like, hit me. He just
internet friends.
Yeah. With this beautiful painting. And I'm like, God damn, this thing is amazing. And it is.
It's baller, and it's one of the prints you can get too.
Yeah, and it's the same. And like Debari, you were telling me, tell everybody about Debari, what Christian Debari was saying.
Chris Debari was like, "Hey, I really want to do a story for this. So can we start to work on that? Because I want to do a story. If you can get funded,
how long we've been trying to work with Christian Debari?
Probably around 4 or 5 months.
We were talking about him for doing like Spirit of 666.
That was what I did mention it to him. Yeah. He would do it if he had time, and he didn't have time at the time. So then, like, he said, I would do that if I had time. That sounds awesome. But then he's been busy. So
that, like, was like 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago. You're right.
Yes.
So that's like 2 years we've been talking about working Chris Debari, and he shows up and says, hey, I want to do this. So that's crazy. And then we also have Vince Kakua, who's a finishing artist on Rumble. So that makes my heart warm, because if you know me, Rumble's like my favorite comic. So I love Rumble. And Vince Kakua is one of the finishing artists on Rumble. And so the idea that Vince wants to draw something for us just warms my heart. And the idea that Josh Hood, who drew We Can Never Go Home, drew a piece for us just because I said to him, now this is no bullshit. We're at Heroes Con, and I say, Josh Hood, I'm going to tell you right now, We Can Never Go Home is like my favorite book of 2015 or whenever it came out. I think it was 2015. I believe it was 3 or 4 years ago. 3 years ago. Sounds about right. And I said, that was my favorite book I read that year. It's still one of my favorite comics. I still recommend it to people to tell them how awesome you and Matt Rosenberg are together, like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And he started laughing. And, about that time, our friend Robert Cuffo walks up.
Yes.
And he's talking to me for a second. And I was like, hold on a second. And he's like, I'm getting ready to go here. Like, if you need me, text me. I'm not going to be that far away. And I said, hey, Robert, this is Josh Hood. He drew We Can Never Go Home. And he says to Josh Hood, Kevin loves We Can Never Go Home. And then Josh Hood starts laughing. He goes, you weren't lying. I was like, I didn't even talk to him, but there was no, like, you didn't see me on my phone. I didn't text him. He's just telling you facts. That's how you know I'm not lying to you. We Can Never Go Home is one of my favorite things.
That's amazing. Like, it's cool. And like, I there was this dude that I've been talking to on Facebook, like right when we launched. His name is Ray Hall. He's out of India. He's a good dude. He was like, I love this book. Here's a print. I just want to contribute something because I think this thing's awesome. And it's just crazy, man, that like, that's been happening more than not. And it's just, I mean, and the fact that we have 302 backers is fucking crazy. You know, I mean, it's a phenomenal thing. And I'm humbled and impressed, and just, it's great, man. I think it's really wonderful.
It is a weird thing because there's no way we know 302 people.
Yeah.
Collectively.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of people in there we don't know, but if we could give all of you a hug, we would.
Yes. Maybe not, though, because I'm not going to just go hugging motherfuckers that I don't know. Like,
you say that, but you're a huggy dude.
But the thing is, I have to talk to you for a hot minute. Like, we'd have to chit-chat for a stretch before.
I'll hug everybody.
Or at least I got to get a whiff of you first to make sure you ain't stinky, because, I mean,
I'm stinky and you hug me all the time.
You're not stinky, but that's more like an Axe body spray stinky. I'm talking about like...
That's not Axe body spray, though. I don't wear
Axe. Dude, you'd be wearing lots of cologne, Jack. I mean, you'd just be lathering yourself up with the baby.
I don't be wearing that much cologne, son.
You're fucking
Do I wear a lot of clothes?
You do. I mean, Kevin, I've been in the room where it's like, God damn, boy, that shit's nuts. Trying to keep a bear away from you or something.
I am a bear, so I have to keep other bears away.
But yeah, just I'll give you a dap, you know. I don't want to get my kid sick, baby. That's all. And I mean, if, you know, I mean, I'm not going to hug somebody who's real stinky. I mean, that's just.
I'm not going to hug someone who's real stinky. I think that's the name of the episode.
You know what? That can be the name of the episode. And I'm just being honest because I bet more people out there don't want to hug stinky people. Like if someone.
I mean, nobody wants to hug a stinky person.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't know someone stinky sometimes until you hug them and you're like, no, oh, you.
I mean, so I'm talking about some people that are just.
It's like a surprise attack stench.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do that either.
It's like a ninja fart from your dog.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, if you look stinky, like I'll be apprehensive to hug you. I'll be like, all right, all right. How about you give me some dap? We pound it out. Maybe do one of those like.
If you look stinky?
Yeah, I mean, some people look stinky, right? Like if you look stinky.
There's a stinky look.
Next time we hang out at a Comic Con or like just anywhere, we could just go like that dude looks stinky.
But, okay, that's what we'll do.
That's what I'm saying.
And we can keep a running tally next to how many books we sell of like people that look stinky versus people that look.
Oh no, I don't care if you buy the book. If you buy the book, I'll hug the shit out of you. But if you ain't gonna buy anything, I'm not doing. No. I believe
free hugs with book purchase.
I believe in commerce.
You believe in American dollars?
Yes. I believe in Turkish lira. I believe in whatever I can get my hands on.
Turkish lira. You'll take some Turkish lira.
I mean, but if you're gonna just be stinky and not buy anything, then that's what we got a problem.
I'm only getting paid in drachmas from now on, just because it sounds awesome.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Dracula like currency. Like
the only thing about that, Fred, I would check the exchange rate on that before you go.
No, I'm just saying that because like a million drachmas might be awesome.
Yeah, but not if it's worth like 45 American dollars. Then you.
I mean, it's not going to do much for me, but whatever.
Yeah,
I'll take it for now.
So
I'm not picky.
Hopefully we'll have some guests on the podcast again soon. It's San Diego Comic-Con this week, so everybody we tried to get, because we actually did try to get guests, but they're like, I'm either making comics right now or I'm actually in San Diego Comic-Con and I can't be on your podcast. So that's fine. I get that. I respect that. But here we are.
We're here anyway, because we're not at San Diego Comic-Con, but Metal Shark Bro is, because some people I know at San Diego Comic-Con said they were showing people, so that's awesome.
That's cool. We're grinding it out here on
Kickstarter. We're trying to make this Kickstarter happen. So if you're at San Diego Comic-Con and you see a shark fin off the coast, you know it's us.
Yeah, it's Metal Shark Bros. Going to get your face. It's going to eat you up, Jack. So, yeah, man, I don't know. I think we've got an episode, so that's cool.
And if you haven't, and as we've stated before, we didn't realize we were international. Until that one episode. We're not really international. We have like 3 listeners in Sweden, and like I think we had like 200 listeners in Japan. So in Japan, we're gonna ask you to back Sharkman cartoon, because we got and I like saying Sharkman cartoon.
It's really fun.
Fun to say Sharkman cartoon.
Yeah, because we were perusing Twitter and we noticed like these Japanese characters and then the link for our Kickstarter. I'm like, what's this all about? So like I checked it out and I read some of it and I translated it, and this guy was like Metal Sharkman cartoon, blah blah blah, blah. And I was like, that's amazing. And I
don't know what it said was, I was perusing the internet and I found Sharkman cartoon in America. I found Sharkman cartoon in America, but do not know what this bro word means. Did they mean Sharkman brother? And then I tweeted back to him. I was like, no, in America, bro is like slang for dude. And then he was like, oh, thank you for clarifying that. And he tweeted back and was like, oh, thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah.
I was like, it's a slang word.
And I'm following that dude on Twitter now. I don't know why. I have to translate everything he says, but it's cool and I dig it.
And you just wanted, I just think it's cool because it says Sharkman cartoon.
Yeah, Sharkman cartoon. What we'll do is, like, if this one doesn't take off, what we'll do later is we'll try to do Sharkman cartoon. And it'll just retitle, we'll just repackage it.
It'll just be like a shark in a business suit, though. Sharkman cartoon. He won't be metal at all.
He'll be
less cute and like more like he's grown up. He's no longer like in his 20s. He's metal shark business. He's like Business shark, bro.
Yes. And he'll be like a real estate agent because it just didn't, you know, killing people for Beelzebub just didn't pay the bills anymore. So now he's just like, you know.
He'll have 2.5 little sharklings and a minivan.
Yeah.
His wife will be a soccer mom.
I'm Sharkman cartoon. Hey, I mean, you know, I don't knock the soccer mom. That's my job. I mean, I'm a soccer mom.
I was just saying she was one. Like she had a minivan. You don't have a minivan.
Oh, I have a Volkswagen Jetta and a Honda Fit that we just bought because we needed our Jeep died, so we had to buy a new car. But yeah, it's very exciting.
It is super exciting, and hopefully we can get people to make a deal with the devil.
Yes, that'd be cool, man. We're just going to try to – I mean, essentially with Kickstarter and rewards, besides the book, you're just throwing shit against the wall to see what sticks.
Yeah, I mean, we're not sure what you're going to want. So that's the idea. Like, hopefully this is something you might want. Like,
yeah.
It's tough to determine what that might be. So we wanted to give you a little bit of everything in one tier.
Yeah, buddy. That's
doing that before.
That's what we're doing. We're giving it all to you, baby.
That's right.
So thank you for listening to Word Bros, the Metal Shark Bro edition. Good times had by all. We're really excited. Things are awesome. Back the Kickstarter if you have not. Share the link for the Kickstarter if you have not. And just thank you. We just really appreciate it, man. It's been really overwhelming. So thank you so much for the support. And yeah, hopefully we'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Well, I mean, you could follow us on Twitter.
You could do that too. You could do that.
Where he is at BFrance19.
That's right.
And I am at Kevin_Cuff.
That's right.
And you can follow us collectively at Word Bros.
That's right. Word Bros. It's
Word_Bros.
That's us.
And if you want, the Kickstarter link will be below this episode. So click the Kickstarter link, check it out. Mm-hmm. Back for a book, get a pin. Don't stick it in yourself or other people. Don't run with
nice.
It.
That's not nice.
It could put your eye out. Don't run with the pin. Yeah.
That's good fatherly advice right there, Kevin.
I'm sorry. I'm a dad.
I know. I mean, I think I was saying like you're doing a really good job with that. Like,
oh, thank you. I was just saying really it happens. Good. Like I accidentally give dad advice all the time. All my jokes are dad jokes. They just never land at all.
Nothing wrong with that, man. I mean, there are people that really appreciate dad humor, you know? So you got to get it.
Thanks for listening.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
You're listening to the Word Bros Podcast, thewordbros.com.